the General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 135 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of July 10th, 2018, brought to you by Warby Parker. This week, we've got a nostalgia factory, we get fired for tweeting at our fans, and grab your steroids and start your fever dream. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Yay!
And CJ.
Hey.
Hold on, I'm not done on Reddit yet.
I'm gonna slap you.
Let me just do a little shit posting real quick, and then we'll go.
Shit posting, you suck.
/ coming out of the closet. See you.
Well, there is a question from a listener at the end.
That's
of this.
True.
Hey.
Hey.
Jesus Christ. So we'll start off like we usually do with what are you playing? Dom, you are playing something.
I am. So I picked up the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy.
Which includes what?
Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
The original PS1 games.
Three games of insanity.
It's like $40, so it's a pretty good deal. And they're all fully remastered.
Which just means it doesn't look as shitty as it did before.
Right. Actually looks pretty good. I don't know. I haven't played it on the TV yet because I've been playing it on Switch, so I've only been playing handheld mode.
What were the consoles these originally came out on?
Originally came out on PS4.
Four.
And then recently it came out on Xbox One, Switch, and possibly PC. It might be on PC.
No. What are the original games?
PS1.
Oh, sorry.
Only PS1.
Just one, not two.
Yeah, they were made by... there were other games on PS2, but these three games all came out on PS1.
That was a racing game, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was on PS1.
Oh, okay.
The ones on PS2 were... Wrath of Cortex, I think, and Twinsanity. I think those were the only two games, and then they eventually came to like Xbox 360, Mind Over or something, Matter, and they were fucking terrible. Anyway, these are the first three Crash games, the OG ones, and they're just as fun as they always were. They are, at least the first game, is a lot fucking harder than I remember. Yeah. Like, a lot harder.
Gotten slow in your old age.
I think that might be it. Maybe it's just because the platforming scheme that they have doesn't translate as well to today, but
yeah, all types of games gotten better over the years, so going back and playing
exactly
really old games,
so it's, you know, smoother and looks nicer, but the same basic feel and control scheme is there, so I like jump short a lot of times. So it's pretty difficult, but
it's like,
you know,
gifts of that like cat that's like getting ready to jump for like 5 minutes and just
But it's great. I mean, you know, I was a huge fan of Crash. That was, you know, some of the original PS1 games that I had were Crash 1 and 2. So I was super excited when this was coming out. And then when I saw that it was only for PS4, I was like, it makes sense, but still fuck my life.
Yeah.
Because I wanted it. And now that it came out on the other consoles, I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah. So, and it's really fun to just be able to, like, you know, I'll sit upstairs in bed and play Crash for a while. And like,
it's pretty awesome.
They're just, you know, they're just as good and just as fun as I remember, but with good graphics. Gooder graphics, like they're not amazing.
Gooder,
but
it's definitely hit on the nail. That one
more gooder,
but they look it looks really nice, and especially in handheld mode, like it just runs smooth, looks nice, plays well. Definitely recommend
if you're not a Crash Bandicoot fan, or if you weren't a Crash Bandicoot fan.
I would still, I mean, $40 is a lot for if you're not a fan of it. But you know, go to a friend's house and play because it's a lot of fun, and they are redoing Spyro also, so.
Yeah, that one's, everyone's flipping a shit.
Even my wife, who barely plays games.
Yeah, she was always Spyro. I've always been a Crash kid.
Yeah.
Like, those were kind of the two things. Like, you play Crash, you played Spyro. It was like Mario and Sonic.
I remember
Even
Medieval.
Though they were on the same console.
That's what I played.
Medieval. The game was fucking awesome. First of all, have you played it lately?
No.
Those are some
lately?
Of...
In like the last 20 years since it's been out?
Those are some of the worst graphics ever seen. The worst game, and I was actually talking to Jared about this, the worst game I have ever seen was the Rugrats game for PS1. That game has the absolute worst graphics I have ever seen in a video game. Like, they were garbage for the time, and now they are like, it's a headache
you
inducing.
You can't even
fucking
see.
Fucking awful.
I was going to say, do you remember that Superman game?
Yes, I do. That game looked pretty bad. In comparison to Rugrats, it looked amazing.
Wow.
I'll show you some Rugrats videos.
It was glorious.
Anyone who's interested in really, really hurting their eyes, look at Rugrats for PS1.
Purchase
terrible.
A fucking 3DO.
Yeah.
So grab Crash Bandicoot if you're looking for nostalgia. CJ.
Hey, all right.
Playing a game.
Yeah, I've been playing a few games, actually. So recently I got my hands on the second release NES.
Of his penis.
Second release of my penis. Second release NES Classic, thanks to the number one listener. And the minute I got it, I modded it.
disclaimer, this podcast does not endorse illegal activities such as modding your consoles. Continue.
Yeah, like, I would never download.
I've never modded my console before.
Ooh.
That sounds dirty.
It was amazingly... The thing is, I've been following this since the NES Classic came out, and it's one of those things where, you know, everyone was like, why don't you just get a Raspberry Pi? And I mentioned that. Yeah, just load it up.
Because I like blueberry. Go away. Yeah,
shut up. I'm a strawberry rhubarb kind of guy. That's a lie. I like cherry. Cherry pie. Anyway.
Pop your cherry pie.
Whoa.
Put cream in it.
Whoa.
You're right.
I'm just looking at my tan. I got
Tom
nice...
is so interested about your pie choice that he's starting to look at his tan on his hand.
I got a nice tan this weekend at the lake.
Fucking someone dropped out fucking a lot of
you
drugs
and Lauren, like I was also in the sun for like almost a full week, and you guys, I don't know. Anyway, so I modded my NES Classic, and the thing is, I've been following it for a while, and back when the NES Classic first came out, the modding process was just, like, fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, involved, like, either some sort of, like, SSH connection or, like a telnet connection,
FTP. Hey, was that the same thing you had to, like, stick a freaking, paperclip in the two ports and it worked?
No.
That was the Switch.
that was the Switch.
Gotcha. So they've gotten easier to mod over time.
Yeah. and the thing is, the NES Classic got easier to mod. The thing is, I mean, Dom knows the power cable is just a USB cord in the back.
It's a USB mini.
Yeah, so you just plug the other end of the USB into your computer, which can run the NES Classic.
And it does it for you.
Yeah. So I have the USB into my computer. I have the HDMI into one of my monitors and have the other monitor up so I can literally just like dump shit on and immediately check it as I put it on. But I think what's funny about... Even though, like, I added in a couple NES games, a bunch of Game Boy games, and a few N64 games.
It has enough power to play N64 games?
I'll get to there.
Okay.
But I immediately went to the Game Boy games. And I think that's what's, like, most ridiculous is...
Why, so you could play Game Boy games on a fucking 50-inch screen?
Yeah,
TV?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Dude, first of all, Super Mario Land... That has one of the best soundtracks ever.
It's fucking amazing. Like I'm in awe.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
But what cracks me up is like when I first got this thing, and I've been harping on this for a while. I was like, the NES Classic is really cool. The SNES Classic was cool, but like again, like I never had one, so I didn't care about it. But like all I've been waiting for is a fucking Game Boy Classic. Like I want a handheld version.
It'd just be a smaller one.
Yeah, like, and the thing is, like,
why don't you just get a Game Boy that's already handheld? Yeah.
But, like, I'm looking at this NES Classic and how small it is, and I'm like, how do I put a fucking screen on you? Like,
find your 3DS. It has two screens, and you can play Game Boy games on it.
But then I can't load.
You probably
do not endorse illegal, blah, 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 blah.
Modifying of consoles.
Yeah, like, I started looking around for my old Game Boys because you'd have three of the original brick Game Boys, gray ones. And
yeah,
I was
the
like,
ones you kill like a puma with.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I can fit the chipset in this thing and make it work, but I can't find them.
Make it fit.
Anyone?
It's in the closet right now.
You know what else is in the closet? Not me. Anyway,
I'm gay.
So the N64. All right. So NES games, SNES games, Game Boy games, all those are great. And the thing is, like,
the graphics were around the same.
Yeah.
Throughout.
Yeah.
So.
And like the power required. And the thing is, the NES Classic and the SNES Classic have quite a bit of power for what they are.
Yeah, because the lowest thing you can possibly think of now is way more powerful than those were.
Right. And it's so funny when you open this thing up and like it's this little board. It's just one little fucking
board.
The
original one when you open up the original and it was still only like
that
big.
Yeah. But I've realized, and I was looking into it a lot, because the thing is, when I got the N64, I immediately got Pokemon Snap.
What? Out of all the games on the N64, you got the laziest one in there.
Yeah. Fucking, that is my great jam. Pokemon Snap is my jam. I got Pokemon Snap, and I hunted down Conker's Bad Fur Day, but I cannot get it to play, and I'm so mad about that. And it's I've been looking up, and apparently it's not the console itself, not the hardware. It's the emulator that runs the N64 games can't handle it. So, like, people are still developing the emulators for the NES Classic, yeah, and it's just kind of like waiting until.
So you can't just install any emulator that you want on there.
You
Project 64 has been a one that's really good.
Yeah, I might have to check that out.
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
Yeah, I've had that for like 10 years at least. Yeah. More than
I'm
that.
Not entirely sure. I'm not entirely sure. I know like the Game Boy one I'm using is called Gambit. I'm trying to remember the name of the N64 one, but it's not Project 64. Mm-hmm. So I'm not entirely sure, but I mean, I love it. It's super easy now to mod these things. You plug it into your computer, you get Hackchi CE2 or Hackchi 2 Community Edition. And it's literally just like a select some things, add some files.
Drop them off.
Yeah, I mean it's super simple. It's I'm gonna say 99.9% safe. Like there have been no reported cases, quote unquote, of anybody
burning down your
bricking
house.
their yeah. console.
Oh, bricking.
Yeah, I would think that's probably just an error of transferring data and your USB cuts out.
Right.
You know?
And even still, a lot of people that I have seen where they did brick it, they can just reload the original NES stuff.
So you could reload the original ROM.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah,
yeah, I would not doubt, because of the way modding goes,
yeah,
you first back up everything and then mod.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't have to back it up because somebody they already did it for you with the program, like it all that original state is in there.
One person
I mean, you're gonna lose all your fucking game saves and whatnot, but I mean, even still, like
it's an NES, what game saves do you have? I mean, you have save states on these things, but you know, don't be a bitch.
And even still, like, I'm surprised the NES Classic comes with like I think about 300 to 400 megabytes of space. Megabytes.
Which probably was like 80 times bigger than the original anyway.
And between the original NES 30 games that are on it, plus a couple more Game Boy games and like 4 or 5 N64 games, which those were the ones that took up a shit ton. I'm still only using half of the space on the thing.
I would just like glue a terabyte drive on it.
Well,
listen, the entire 900 something game NES library takes up 237 megabytes.
Wow. Yeah,
that's depressing.
The SNES is much more. It's 1.7 gigs.
Wow.
Yeah, higher
you couldn't
library.
Even fit that on a fucking floppy.
I'm assuming that's just because the SNES was just around for so much longer and they just pumped out
games.
I
think it was sound.
Sound?
Boosted it through the roof because you could do so much more with it.
Yeah.
And it just flew through the roof. Although I think which console was it that they had that the opening theme song took up so much fucking room on the games? I can't remember which one it was. Was it the SNES? Was it the Genesis?
You mean the
Genesis?
Whole everything in the console? I would expect it to be the Genesis because
I think it was the Genesis. On the game itself, like the opening theme.
Oh yeah,
for Sega.
The opening Sega thing took up a lot of memory. The sound chip on the Genesis was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
There are very few games that actually sound good.
Yeah.
There are a couple games that sound better on Genesis just because like the type of game works for it, but for the most part, the SNES sound chip was so much
better. It sounded
better.
Like a blown out speaker.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Which worked for some games.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm having a blast. Even if you don't want to mod it, NES Classic just had its second re-release not that long ago, so you can probably find them in the stores a lot more easily right now. And it looks like they improved it and still like allow you to hack the shit out of it, which is
They don't allow you to
they
hack
don't.
The shit.
But I mean, it's still
again,
available. Yeah,
we do not.
We
endorse.
Do not endorse. Blah 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 blah.
You guys know what I'm waiting for.
Yes,
it's not happening.
Some person will do it, damn it.
I almost sent you a screenshot of a single Dreamcast game on my NES Classic.
You should.
But I couldn't decide which one to install.
Power Stone.
I had Power Stone there and I was like
Sonic Adventure.
Yeah,
that shit was my jam too.
But I will say, like, I was so mad because, like, you know, it comes with the NES Classic controller, of course. But
you can buy versions that are wireless now, too.
I already have a classic controller from the Wii, and that thing is amazing. You know, it works.
Yeah. It's got the same connector.
Yeah, I did have to unscrew because it had that stupid little plastic piece that, that held onto the cord or whatever.
One ever clipped on. Yeah.
So I had to unscrew that, and it had proprietary screws. There were like three prongs. Like, it looked like a Phillips head, but with only three. I was like, Xbox? What the fuck? And it's like teeny tiny.
Apple
computer has those, too.
Oh, really?
A lot of, yeah, a lot of their MacBooks have that.
Hammer and smash the fucking plastic piece off. That's what I did with some of the Xbox stuff.
I just bent my tiny screwdriver. How?
A little more information than we were expecting.
Well, moving on from that really bad joke to a weird situation going on. Nerd news.
Oh, yeah.
So ArianeNet, who currently makes Guild Wars 2.
Yep.
That's about it. I mean, Guild Wars 2 has been going on for quite a while.
For a long, long time. And people still play it, which I'm surprised.
So they just recently had to let go two employees for Twitter. Because that always ends really well. Apparently, one of the writers, Price, last name Price, she had been talking to people on Twitter about the game itself and... someone had suggested, you know, what can you do to make narratives better for the game? And, she was like, well, you know, we can only do so much because of these certain things. And then someone was like, well, you could do it this way and do it a lot better. And I guess that was the straw that broke the camel's back because she flipped the shit on this guy.
Who is this person? Is she a, like a dev? Like
She's a writer. She's been a narrative director for video games for over a decade.
Wow.
So it's not like this is her first rodeo.
Yeah.
But she's been on there for a while. Yeah. But
I still feel like this like kind of shows the stress levels in managing like video game companies, you know?
Right. And that's
just like video game creators in general.
Yeah.
Right. And really what it boiled down to is she got mad because, you know, she took it as a man explaining to a woman how to do her job.
Right.
And she said that she's sick of it because that's been her like whole struggle. Her whole career has been exactly that. Like every time she steps into a room, there's a man who has to tell her how to do her job. And she's been doing it on some of the biggest games for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And basically that guy's suggestion was, why don't you just write branching dialogue? And she was like, don't you think I fucking thought of that? Yeah, like, you have no idea how difficult it is to make branching dialogue. Of course, that was something that came up. It's not that simple. Like she was talking about how
her tweet was today in being a female game dev. Allow me, a person who does not work with you, explain to you how you should do your job.
So that tweet's not that bad.
I don't think it's anything. And then a secondary person that was on the team backed her up.
Okay.
A man backed her up.
Yeah. And apparently the forums for the game and the subreddit for the game fucking blew up.
Believe it or not, Reddit went crazy.
And
hashtag Gamergate.
So pissed about her like just bad mouthing, I guess, a player. It was actually a YouTuber. D-E-R-O-I-R?
Nobody cares.
I don't know. Who gives a shit? Jessica Price and Peter Fries were the two
Yeah, so she tweeted that and he backed her up and they fired them both because Reddit went on a, you know, people took to the internet and demanded that they be fired.
Yeah, punished or fired.
Yeah, for basically not listening to the community or talking back to the community. And ArenaNet appeased the community and fired them both.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those weird situations where, you know, I fully do not doubt that, you know, as a woman in the gaming industry, how difficult she probably has had it over the past decade, like you said, moving up to where she is. But it's one of those things where it's also like you literally asked the community for something. They gave you
she
was just talking about the game with people. And then someone had brought up the narrative thing and she was like, well, I think we did it this way because of this, this, and this. And it's not even like a women or men thing. It's some guy out of nowhere is telling you how to do your job.
Right.
Yeah.
And after breaking your ass for how many years?
Right.
sometimes it's fucking enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with, especially with the deadlines, how video games still work with these ridiculous deadlines.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they fired them for breaching the standards of communicating with our community. And her response to it was, here I thought being indie meant I was on the clock 24/7, but apparently AAA means just that, but also being forced to take whatever shit people fling at you because standards of communicating with our community, and we make the game for you, so feel free to give our devs shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I fully agree with her.
Yeah.
You know, maybe... No, because, again, her tweet wasn't even that bad.
No, it wasn't.
Her tweet was basically, you know, exactly what you'd expect from the situation. But I have to agree that, you know, her personal Twitter is now property of the company, so people can personally tweet at her and tell her how to do her job.
Because she was talking about the game that she works on. She automatically
and it's company
became,
facing. You're now the face of the company.
Yeah,
you
automatically became the face of that company in that game. Yeah. So the second you go out of bounds for them, at least, they were like, "Nope." And what was it? And then the subreddit is erupting again because
they fired her without punishment.
Well, no, they fired her and they were like, "Yeah, great," but they were also like, "Well, we really don't want devs to not talk to us." And
Interact
with people.
That's the
it's
thing.
Like
you can't fucking do that.
See, now devs aren't going to talk to any of anybody
because if they talk to you and they don't take your suggestions, now they're at risk of getting
exactly.
fired.
Exactly.
Now you're just going to get PR people that don't know anything
and don't give a shit.
Thanks
that
for your input. We'll pass it on.
Exactly.
And it goes fucking nowhere.
It's going nowhere. So you just ruined your own lifeline.
Just like down support with Comcast. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Hashtag fuck Comcast.
You know, we don't get political on this show, and I'm not going to, but I seriously think it's about time to shut down the internet.
Yeah, it's possible.
Has it gone too far?
I think we've lost internet privileges. Like, between, you know.
It's like you didn't do your homework enough.
Yeah,
we're turning off the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Like, we need a little timeout from the internet. You know,
from the hours from everybody. Of here to here, you cannot be on the internet anymore because that's where
the hours of 12 a.m. to 12 a.m.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not just like it's everything. It's Reddit. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. It's YouTube. It's just
it's
all of
anyone
it.
Congregates.
It's just, it's just it just gives people too much of a loud voice. And
but really, what it boils down to is like you're allowed to have that loud voice. You can say, you know, really whatever you want, but it's the you have to take me seriously no matter what attitude.
Yeah.
And that's really what this is I want this out of the game. Do it. Basically do it, slave.
Yeah.
And you're not going to do it. And then they're going to go and fucking cry and complain.
Yeah.
And then when they get their way, they're going to cry and complain again.
Yeah. But it's also the loudest voice wins. And I think that's the biggest issue right now with the internet.
Paid attention to by the companies until people start saying, I'm not going to spend money on this.
And that's what people did. They said, I'm boycotting Guild Wars 2 until you fire your developer for being mean to my friend.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That is the most childish shit I've ever heard.
It's because it is children, more or less. It's people that haven't either worked in the industry or don't know how the industry works.
Yeah.
And it's not like one developer's fault for this game not being exactly what you want, but you know,
the same shit comes up over and over again every time something comes out. Remember Left 4 Dead 2?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks that I'm just going to boycott this game and then I'll get what I want. And that's the attitude we have now is boycott until you get what you want. And if you don't get what you want, sue.
I mean, it's the same thing when you're in a retail store and, you know, like somebody walks in and I saw this price somewhere else in the store for cheaper. I want that price. And it's like, well, that's not what the product costs. But if that person yells or stays loud and yells loud enough, a manager will ring them up for that lower price. And,
and if they say I'm never coming back to the store again, they can get whatever
and
they
want. And then I'm the asshole as the lowly cashier making minimum wage. For you know,
well, that's the thing.
Trying to do my job.
Bigger people throw the little people under the bus, and it's gonna suck because these two people are probably gonna have a very hard time finding work now in the industry because of this PR fiasco.
Fiasco. See, now it's time for them.
Pokemon.
Which blows.
To band together as the two of them, start a Kickstarter, make a new game, and use this fame. To get that Kickstarter off the ground.
Well, they might get sued because they're clearly going to call their game Fuck the Guild Wars 2 Community.
That's true. It's true. It's just a Reddit simulator. No matter what.
Isn't you... Reddit a Reddit simulator? So moving on from that depressing news to really awesome, awesome stuff.
For one of us.
Geek on, geek off. TennoCon, the convention for Warframe, just happened. And I am, as always, got the shit-eatingest grin ever because of the stuff they showed, which was a new open space stage for, I think it's Venus, which is huge compared to the previous one, which was also ginormous.
You know the term pitching a tent?
Yes.
Right now, P.T. Barnum is currently renting out TJ's pants.
That's a good joke.
That was a good one. Thank you. 10 out of 10 would tell again.
Better than the Twitch joke from earlier.
Fuck you.
What's he streaming on Twitch? Fuck you.
They are including space battles. You will be able to pilot your own ship. And while someone is also infiltrating a bigger one, so they could be fighting in a ship while you're fighting on the outside.
All right, hold your roll for a second.
Yes.
As someone who literally played this game for 30 minutes, between the fucking surfing and now space battles inside of a bigger spaceship, what the fuck is this game about?
I will say.
Official statement.
The curve to learn this game has just gotten more extreme over the years.
Jesus Christ.
Since I've been playing. Yes, there will be snowboard tricks. You can actually go on a snowboard,
not surfing, yeah.
In space?
This is on the new platform.
Space waves.
Because they're like, we can't really do the flying one because it's supposed to be like ice storms and stuff. So they're like, snowboards, and fucking off they go. You can make custom games, new enemies that look like the Half-Life 2 face suckers, but ginormous versions of them. It's just a lot of the stuff they've just...
By custom games, did you mean custom guns?
Custom guns, not custom games.
You can make your own game.
Make your own game.
Like little mini games?
And it could be as ridiculous as
Warframe.
I'm going
to make Guild Wars 2.
No, you got to put not Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, not Guild Wars 2.
It's just a lot of the stuff they got right in Planes of Eidolon. The first time they did open world stuff, they've moved on and made it bigger and more extreme because it is an online game and it's constantly having to evolve to keep money pointing because it is also a free game. So, you know, you have to constantly make new stuff to come out and it just gets kind of crazier and crazier. And that's why it's got such a learning curve. But the spaceship battles look cool. Like for me as an experienced player, I'm like fucking all for it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for new players, but, you know,
the
community at least is decent, unlike a lot of other online games.
Guild Wars 2!
League of Legends.
God, League of Legends
is like the worst community ever.
That's just venomous.
Oh my god. I'm super excited. If you haven't seen the gameplay demo they did for like I think it was 20 minutes, they show pretty much everything. A lot of the stuff that you're going to see in the new update. And they also made a really cool song, which
I'll show you a lot in 20 minutes.
I hate you.
And it's coming out for Switch.
And it's coming out for Switch. Yes. You will be able to play as a ninja for free on the Switch.
Go.
Which sold.
You can buy a Switch now for that.
I've already
for a free game.
I've already had to reset everything to go to PC. I am not doing that again. Grinding for two games is enough. I ain't doing it for a third. So we're going to move on to game time.
Woo!
Woo!
Game time.
So we are going to do a game I came up with that I saw on a random podcast.
So you didn't come up with.
Well, it was... this is a
the
modified version.
He modded it.
There's a podcast
we don't support
does,
modding games
that just does verses of two characters. It's usually just fighting each other and shit like that. Well, I came up with a different version of it's two characters that you will randomly choose from this box that you will get here. That are really not great characters, and they will be doing a randomized task. So they could be fighting or they could be fucking playing water polo.
I hope one of them is like, who can mount the other person faster?
There was a few that I didn't put in here that I was thinking about adding, which was What does your character do if their significant other says "I love you" and you don't love them back? Oh,
God. That'd be a long piece of paper. All right, so we're gonna establish the rules so everyone understands. So CJ and I are gonna pick a character randomly out of the box.
Yes.
Then you're going to choose a scenario, and CJ and I have to argue about how our character would accomplish that scenario.
Yes, better than the other one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you're the judge?
Yes, I am the judge.
The fudge judge.
So I'm going to shake up the box here, and I'll randomly pick the task as well. Piss the task.
Piss the task.
All right. Pick a randomized one.
I'm just going to reach into TJ's chest here.
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
What are you, a chest burster?
I'm going to go quick.
Okay. CJ, who do you have?
I have Gargamel from the Smurfs.
I got Marty McFly.
And you guys will be competing
in a Smurf eating contest. Oh. I really hope it's a Smurf eating contest.
I wish
I hope it's that. Going back to the future.
You will be competing in javelin.
Oh, good God. All right.
So how will Gargamel from the Smurfs, who is a wizard?
Mm.
If, I think he was just some crazy homeless dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some crazy homeless dude that
I think he just thought up the Smurfs.
Maybe he thought they were blueberries or something. Yeah, I don't
know. I'm thinking so. I mean, that show came out and about that time.
I mean, it could be something like similar to like trolls, or maybe the Smurfs have some sort of like psychedelic, like
you just lick them and you just
you eat them. You just get really high and you just want to eat more and you can't stop yourself.
Against the Back to the Future champion, Marty McFly. Who's going first?
Jesus. Who thinks
they're gonna win? See, Dom.
So all I have to do is grab my javelin and hop on my hover skateboard, and then get that hover skateboard on top of the DeLorean, and then Doc is gonna drive at 88 miles an hour, and then stop short, and I'll fucking throw the javelin at the same time, and the momentum from the car plus my stopping short body will throw the javelin much, much farther than Gargamel could.
See,
the thing is, wouldn't he die at the end?
That's not part of the game. I would still win. The game did not say don't die.
I'm pretty sure javelin has multiple
right
rounds.
Here, javelin.
It just says javelin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, so the hovers. He'll go off the hover skateboard, and that will bring him to safety.
Technically,
at 88 miles an hour.
Yeah. Technically, he doesn't. Well, at that point, he would have went back to the.
Oh, I'll go 87 miles an hour.
Yeah, because if you hit 88 miles an hour,
he goes to the future where he knows he wins the javelin tournament.
or just goes back to the start of the javelin.
And has to redo the same javelin throw until he gets it, like, perfect.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Oh, God. See, I instead of being the better javelin thrower, I would just somehow figure out how to use the Smurfs to, like, my advantage and, like, get them, like... Oh, wait, no, I have that fucking cat. No,
yeah,
I'm gonna use the
cat.
Fuck the Smurfs. I'm gonna use my cat. I'm gonna like stuff my cat in like Marty McFly's pants. Yeah. And then he'll be distracted by that.
Why don't you just tie the javelin to the back of the cat and have him walk like a mile?
Because have you seen something happen to a cat when you tie it to?
First off, the cat's gonna lay down immediately.
Yeah. Then I win.
Fuck that.
So you're gonna put the cat in my pants?
Yeah.
What is that gonna do? You're gonna smack my balls around?
Yeah. Or maybe while you're on the instead of the, because I don't think he could win it. Like, he has to do something like dastardly to get
true.
Around
that goes
it.
Along with his character.
So you know what? I got one better.
But
so,
he does have to fail at the end.
That is true. I mean, I'm sure he could still throw a javelin. I just have to make sure that Marty McFly can't throw the javelin as far. So I'm just gonna dump a bunch of Smurfs into the fucking like the garbage chute of the
DeLorean.
Of the DeLorean, and hopes that it has like a negative effect. You know, I mean, if they're delicious, then
garbage makes it work.
How much energy does a Smurf make?
See, he'll think that it's like
1.2 Smurfs.
Yeah, 1.21 gigawatts. But like, see, if you add the Smurfs and it goes up too much, like 1.31 gigawatts, and then you're fucked.
So that's really what we're determining here, is that Smurfs make a flux capacitor explode.
Correct. delicious Smurfs.
So the Smurfs make the flux capacitor explode as you're trying to drive away.
Right. Yep. So then he dies, which automatically disqualifies him. And I win by
default.
Or Gargamel. Right, but he died.
Do you think that old frail person fucking could throw something?
Yeah,
because Gargamel wasn't a spry young man.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Gargamel doesn't have to to throw it farther. He just has to win by default.
Yeah, but isn't Marty but dying determined off that, the end of this thing?
Yeah, dying is not losing. My javelin would still go somewhere, and the car has to at least be moving, so that that javelin would have traveled some sort of distance that you'd have to still...
Right, but I'm saying the javelin overtake. Will never land.
Why would the javelin never land?
I'm going to superpower the DeLorean with Smurfs, so you just go back to the future, and your javelin goes with you.
Oh, so he goes the 0 to 88 miles an hour. And
too
like
fast. Like, he doesn't expect he's ready second. To throw it, bam, and then bam, he's back to the future, and
wouldn't
then
it
I
be
win
like
by
a
default.
Tablecloth scenario? Where Marty's the piece of thing on
yeah,
the
tablecloth?
Yeah,
I don't think everything that's outside the DeLorean also goes. The DeLorean would go, and I would just go fucking flying with it.
I mean, the license
but
plate
I have
fell
the
off
skateboard.
Of it.
That is true, the license yeah. plate. But wouldn't you just get burnt? Oh, wait, are you behind it or in front of
on
it?
On top of it.
You're on top of it. I still think you're going to get electrocuted. Like, I still think no matter what, you're going to, like Marty, I keep saying you, Marty's going to die.
So what if I was riding on the back of it, like...
Then you get lit on fire.
That fire only goes from the tires. I'll just stay in the middle.
You got to stay in between the fires?
Didn't you fire out the back?
The tires create a fire strip when it goes.
Yeah, because he was like...
Because he's going
oh,
so
I'm
fast.
Thinking the second one where...
It's yeah, where he was on the back of the truck
thinking
doing
of the
it.
Batmobile.
No. I'm thinking the second version of it where it's got like thrusters on the back and shit.
Oh, right, where it lifts up
oh,
and flies
yeah,
off.
The tires. Yeah, no.
I think it's actually got a thruster on that one.
Yeah, in the first movie, there's little trails of flame from when it goes back. But that's not like a fucking brush fire where it's just going to engulf me immediately. There were two little shitty fire strips on the road. I could dodge that.
Also, the 0 to 60 time for DeLorean wasn't that extreme.
All right. Here's my Hail Mary then. If he can ride on top of a fucking DeLorean to the whatever line to throw it and see how far he can get, then Gargamel's going to throw his javelin from the top of his fucking tower and just use the height to
sucker.
Make it go farther. And okay. Hopefully that beats it.
It won't. He'll throw it 2 feet instead of one.
Stupid Gargamel. I don't want Gargamel anymore. This fucking sucks. This is stupid.
0 to 60 time for DeLorean was 9.5, 10.5 seconds.
It's like people running.
Will it blow up before that? Then his car starts slowing down beforehand.
Well, in reality,
if he doesn't die right there.
In reality, if we're doing like official javelin rules, but we're allowing him to throw it from on top of a fucking DeLorean going 80 miles an hour, he still has to throw the javelin and stop before the throw line. Like, you can't pass the throw line.
Can you pass it after you throw it?
No.
Is this like board games with CJ? He's making up rules.
It sounds like it.
No,
now he's invoking official Olympic rules.
I did. Yeah, I did. Dragon Field in high school. I know. No. Yeah, there's a line. If you go past the line and throw, then you're disqualified.
Okay. If you go past, then I'll walk up to the line and throw it farther than Gargamel could.
He is. At the end of the day, a raggedy old homeless man.
You're right. But I'm going to spike his morning Wheaties with sweet, sweet psychedelic Smurfs.
so he's probably throwing backwards instead.
I'm with all the Smurfs, using the Smurfs for his advantage. I'm going to give this one to CJ.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Yes.
Gargamel wins javelin tossing by using psychedelic Smurfs.
No, don't put him back in.
Don't put him back in.
Oh,
you
all right.
Dick.
I got fucking Gargamel again.
Who'd you get, Dom?
I got Navi from Zelda.
Ooh, this is gonna be a good one because I hope
it's a be annoying contest.
I got Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Oh, here we go. I got this. Dwarf tossing.
Jesus Christ.
So who is going to win in dwarf tossing? Jar Jar Binks. One of the most annoying characters in the world, and Navi, one of the most annoying characters in video games.
look, I'm gonna come out quickly and say this: A, Navi don't got no fucking arms, and B, let's all remember the amazing toss that Jar Jar Binks did in Episode 1 at the end.
Someone fucking remembers that.
Are we invoking Olympic dwarf tossing rules?
Yes, we are. You have to go up to the line.
Because Navi can get Link to do anything he wants.
That
is
true.
He's technically a dwarf, being a Kokiri.
Mm.
So I'm going to make him climb the tallest castle in Hyrule and toss his ass off of it.
Hey, listen! Yep.
What do you want, Navi? Get tossed. Get tossed.
Get tossed.
I don't know, man. Jar Jar Binks. I'm just saying, like, he's got that. We got that sweet. No, see, I think like Jar Jar is better at what did he have that fucking with a thing you spin around
the bolos.
Yeah, no, not the bolo. Where you put a rock in it and you kill giants.
A slingshot.
No, not a slingshot. That's is it just is. A sling?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Is it just a sling?
Is it?
It's the David and Goliath sling.
Yeah, that thing. Whatever he had, he put a rock in it. That, he was really good at that.
How does that help you with dwarf tossing?
Because he's good at it. So I'm going to put a dwarf in the thing, and I'm going to spin around. I'm just going to let it fucking go.
Are you going to get like a really big slingshot?
Yeah.
And try and slingshot the dwarf.
Slingshot the dwarf.
I don't think he had that power range there.
Yeah.
Unless we go by the...
He was a Sith, though.
Yeah, if we go by
that
the...
That is
he
true.
Was tech, it was... On fanfics,
yeah,
he was technically
alone. A Darth Sith. Or if all right, so if Navi can get Link to do anything for it, then I think Jar Jar Binks would be like, oh, Annie, and get Annie to do the fucking force push on the dwarf as he's throwing it, so it goes even farther.
So we're tossing a young child off of a building, or. Force pushing
a young child off,
or even better, if his dwarf is Kokiri Link, my dwarf is gonna be Phantom Menace Anakin Skywalker, but still with force powers.
Wait, child Anakin didn't have force powers.
Yeah,
all those midichlorians don't say otherwise.
Yeah, but you don't know how to use it.
Can you get disqualified for saying midichlorians at all?
I'm gonna have to give it to the fucking dwarf Kokiri over here.
Yes.
Because just making Navi annoy you so much that you toss yourself off a fucking building.
Hey, listen.
Is just priceless.
Link's not actually Kokiri. He's Hylian or whatever.
Yeah, he's Hylian. Hylian.
Yeah.
But we'll try it. We'll try for a tiebreaker here. These characters are as good as the other ones, so let's find out what you got. Da, da, da.
I got a rock.
CJ, what'd you get?
I got Pegasus from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, God.
Can I get a new character? I know nothing about Pegasus.
Okay.
I recognize the character, but I know nothing about him to properly argue. There we go. Now we're talking. I got Scrappy-Doo.
I got Short Round from Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And you guys are going to be participating.
All right. I have new dwarves for the dwarf tossing contest.
Nude dwarves?
Yes. Scrappy-Doo
and Short Round?
Isn't it technically a little people toss?
Powerlifting.
Yes.
How are Scrappy-Doo and Short Round going to participate in powerlifting?
I mean, Short Round was played, I think, by the same kid from the Goonies who created all those traps and like cool inventions and stuff. So he's clearly just going to create a powerlifting machine and lift the power.
All right.
Lift the power.
If you...
Oh, I lift the power!
Dr. Jones, I lift the power!
If you didn't know, let me educate you on the ingredient lists of what's in a Scooby snack. So a Scooby snack is a nice blend of THC with several types
pounds of cocaine.
Yeah. Steroids. So,
well, wasn't Scrappy-Doo like he was like fucking
so in
Popeye the Sailor Man? Didn't he fucking like eat something and gain like buffness?
In Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed, Scrappy took all those souls and turned into that giant dog monster thing.
I don't think anyone remembers that movie except Dom.
Which one was this?
It might have been Scooby-Doo 2, or it might have been the first one.
I don't remember. Wait, not the live action.
Yeah, the live action.
All I remember is the live action porno, and that's a completely different story.
That's a whole different. I don't think Scrappy's in that.
Thelma's glasses fell a lot.
She can't see without her glasses.
No. dicks and mounts and stuff. Anyway, Scrappy-Doo is going to take a ginormous
amount
Scooby snack that is stuffed to the rafters with
THC and steroids.
Cocaine and steroids.
So he can't feel any pain, and he's super buff. I mean, not that he can't feel any pain. He's just, like, fucking high as shit.
I don't care.
And also, that was Scrappy Rex is his name. It was the first Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
All right. Well, we're going to have to watch Scooby-Doo, guys.
No.
All right, so Scrappy turns into that. And is obviously
and
way buff.
Power lifts.
But still eats the THC Scooby-Doo, Scooby snacks.
So he dies almost immediately.
Yeah. I don't know how well you know dogs, but they don't handle their weed very well.
I believe we already covered this topic of we don't need to survive, apparently.
Well, the javelin, you don't have to survive at the end, but the power, well, I guess.
Yeah, no. You lift it up, you're done, you drop it, and then you die of exhaustion.
Do you think he'd live the
overdose
like,
of steroids? Can you overdose
on steroids? 6 seconds? That he has to like hold the thing up. What do you think his heart would just explode?
His heart would explode, but he'd still get it down and then just keel over. But he'd win.
Well, see, at least Short Round would survive. He would create his powerlifting machine.
Or would he be under it as a joke and be like, and crushes him.
Then he wouldn't be in Indiana Jones 2, and that's no fair.
I do feel like his
the continuation of movies make him have to live.
Right.
Oh, man, this is a tough one. Mm. It's either hulked out Scrappy-Doo on way too many drugs or
ketamine,
Short Round,
everything.
But in Goonies.
Right. Yeah, it's not even fucking Short Round.
Do you like how I invoked his other character?
I'm going to have to give it to Scrappy-Doo here.
Oh, boo.
Because he is the character outside of the movie that I put down.
I will say... Dom did help me with my argument with the
that's true
Scrappy Rex or whatever the fuck his name is.
Congratulations, CJ.
Yay!
For winning. I have not called this game yet, but we're gonna do more of it because I've got a lot of characters and a lot of weird things for them to do.
Right.
So
next time on the General Failure Podcast, two random characters from your beloved childhood try to dock.
I think we should just live stream some more of this.
I do. That's a good
idea.
That'd
be good too. All right. So we'll see you when we go do this on live streaming on probably Twitch.
Wait, we're going to dock on live stream?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get the views that way.
Yep.
And it's not Twitch. It's Pornhub Live.
Pornhub Live.
we also have a listener question. Is CJ gay?
Yes. No, I had a legit listener question. And
well, you didn't put anything in there.
That's true, because I wanted to keep it a secret.
Okay.
So number one listener gave us a nice little question to ask, and I thought it was kind of interesting, especially with everything I talked about earlier with the NES Classic. What's something now in gaming that would absolutely blow your 10-year-old brain if you went back and explained it?
Online gaming.
Just yeah.
Online gaming in
online
general.
Gaming.
Yeah, Xbox
because
Live.
We didn't even have, at 10 years old, Xbox didn't exist.
No.
So like, for us at least...
I mean, it was only 3 years off, though, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 10 years old, the Dreamcast existed, and that did have a 56K.
Online gaming. I don't think anyone used the damn thing.
But I'm using that as a basis because online gaming was a thing, and you could online game on PC. So yeah. I would say then Xbox Live.
It was
Live.
Still majorly, LAN party
exactly.
Yes. time.
So that's why I'm saying Xbox Live. Being able to sit on my couch and play a game like
and talk to people
and talk
at
to you
time.
On a headset and play a game like really anything, play Mortal Kombat, play Madden, play Call of Duty, play any of these games in conjunction with all of my friends sitting at their houses, that would have blown my mind.
Showing them Modern Warfare 2. Showing my 10-year-old self Modern Warfare 2 playing original CS.
Oh yeah.
At the time, would have blown my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Because the gap between how those games function is so huge and how perfect Modern Warfare 2 was at the time.
Yeah.
It just would have exploded my little brain.
Yeah.
And for me personally as a FPS player, like that would have just been golden.
Yeah.
Or the amount of money I've spent on Warframe.
You did what with all your money?
You probably would have killed yourself at 10 years old.
On a free game? What do you mean, a Cracker Jack box, you dumbass?
Yeah. I will say, for me, it all goes back where the question came from was the fact that I'm playing a fucking Game Boy game on, you know,
a huge ass
like HD like TV screen, like, and this is like everything that I wanted. Like, it's it has nothing to do with
TV. Still
new
took
games
four
or
five
VR.
People
yeah.
to lug into your yeah. house,
but also like, like not just like the fact that literally I'm just plugging an HDMI cord in and I'm just going, before I had to like, you know, like screw in coaxial cables like that. And like, I can just load whatever fucking game from my past.
Make sure you're on the right channel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just tap
squelching with the fucking VCR.
What is this, a radio? We got our CB radios. I should breaker one now. I'm just trying to play a little NES game.
You're getting squelched.
You're getting squelched. Squelched.
So yeah, we probably would.
General Failure Podcast, get squelched.
Fucking flip the shit.
Yeah.
Back then. That's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And check out warbyparker.com to see the new summer line of glasses. You can try it at home. I'm wearing a pair, right? Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Nostalgia.